In a world where darkness lurks around every corner, where fear consumes your every thought, there is one place you can turn to for refuge. Introducing the all-new Beyond the Podcast of 1984 merch store. To show your love for all things Beyond the Podcast of 1984, from terrifying t-shirts to haunting hats, from bone-chilling hoodies to blood-curdling mugs, we have everything you need to embrace the darkness and unleash your inner BCA monster. Visit BTP1984.com. That's BTP1984.com.
Beyond the Podcast of 1984.
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 Okay, kids, here we are again. I'm your parasitic host, the Bizarre Alien, and you're listening to Beyond the Podcast of 1984. Yep, another episode 4. So, what is today's theme? I don't know. Just sitting here. Got the Arts Channel on, lots of cool classical music, orchestra music, opera, all kinds of stuff like that. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. It actually mellows me out. It's good stuff. So anyhow, I was having some technical difficulties. I've now tried to do 2 episodes in the past that did not come out. I should have tested it. Anyways, I know this is coming out, so that's cool. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and this episode, Who the F*** is Ginger? That's right, folks. An episode about my dream lady, Ginger Alien. Just decided I might as well do this. Got a little bit of time to kill. So anyways, you know, I call myself Bizarre Charlie Alien. And when I first called myself, that name was Bizarre Charlie back in 88. And was about 91. So what happened is I've always been a loner. I've always been in my own world. I've always liked girls. I had crushes on lots of them. I'd write love notes, you know, like, oh, you're real pretty. I'd like to go out with you. And then, of course, I'd chicken out the next day. You know, just stupid stuff like that. I'd chicken out the next day. Throw them in the garbage. But, you know, every night before school, I go, oh, so neat. I'd like to know her. And I go, what a geek. I mean, I was a total nerd, man. I found one of my diaries from 88. I don't want to say I was a stalker, but I was definitely obsessed. Like, I'd keep talking about, like, certain girls, like, oh, how pretty they are, and oh, I'd like to go out with them, and oh, I bet by the end of this week, I'm going to have a girlfriend. I'm like, what a loser. That never happened. What a joke. So anyways, I was always just too scared. I was a dork, and, you know, I like girls. I had a girl that I really, really liked when I was in high school. I found out, I mean, I really liked her. I started getting a big crush on her, and I would, like, just stare at her, and she was beautiful, and she probably still is. I don't know. Anyways, so I found out the next day was going to be her birthday, and my grandma had a bunch of these cards, and I asked her if I could have one. It was a birthday card, and I actually wrote a little note on it. I said, happy birthday, and I walked up to her the next day right before class started, and I said, oh, this is for you. I heard it was your birthday. And what was really funny about it is also she was really nice to me after that. I honestly thought she was going to yell at me or, like, freak out. So anyways, she was really nice. I'd say, I'd see her in the hallway. She'd say hi to me because, I don't know, I guess I impressed her. And what's funny is a couple weeks later, they're having this really just stupid high school crap. I don't know if they even do this anymore. But you could buy someone a carnation and write a little note. So I got a carnation and I wrote, hey, I really like you. I'd like to get to know you if I could get the chance. Well, what gets me is that these girls said they'd give it to her, and these girls were total bitches. And to this day, I still think that they wrote something in that card. And because what happened is it was like a Friday, I think. And I went up to her and I said, oh, hey, did you get my carnation? And she just went off on me. She's like, don't you ever bother me again or something like that. I don't remember. This was back in like 89, 90, probably, I don't know, late 89. And she just freaked out on me, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, what did I do? And, you know, kind of made me really sad. So anyways, I get on the bus, and then about a week later, I saw her in the hallway, and she's just standing there, and all these people are walking around her. She's staring right at me, and, you know, I mean, I always think if I could go back in time, I would have walked up to her and said, you know, I'm sorry if I offended you. All I did was just write a note, and I didn't think about it till later. Is I honestly think that those bitches, I really think that that's what they did. I think they wrote something really crude in there, but I never found out, and I probably will never know. And I did look her up. I couldn't find her. Her name was Diane. I can't remember her last name. It doesn't matter now. But I really liked her a lot. I thought she was just beautiful. And, you know, first time I noticed her, she was hanging out with some dude. I guess she was dating some football player, and he was just kind of an asshole to her. And it's just like, God, why would you treat a girl like that? I mean, she's pretty. It's not just that. She seemed nice. Anyhow, I've always liked girls. I never really went after them. Just not my thing. I don't know. It's like some people think I'm gay. I'm not gay. I don't have a problem with gay, bi, trans people. I'm not myself. I just was always too afraid or never really tried, you know. And just, but anyways, I was a little bit, you know, distraught about that whole thing with her. And like, whatever, you know. I mean, I got over it, but I was a little bit sad. But anyways, one day I was getting into this manga because my best friend at the time, my buddy Wayne, and I were challenging each other to find like Japanese comics. It's like when we were first getting in anime and stuff. So anyways, I got this manga. What was it like? I think it was one of the collections of Outlanders. And if you've ever seen it, it's this beautiful alien princess comes to Earth with this fleet and she starts killing people because they're going to take over the Earth. But long story short, her and the guy that she goes after him, he's just like supposed to be a random victim, but they end up later on in the comic falling in love. She turns against her father, who's like the ruler universe or whatever, and they fall in love and blah blah blah. Well, anyways, I kind of had a crush on this character. I was like, speaking of that, there's a bunch of beautiful women singing in a big chorus. Oh God, they're cute. Some beautiful ladies in there. Yeah, I know. Just distractions. But no, I love, there's beautiful women out there. There's so many cool, lovely women out there. I just, like I said, I just never bother. I just gave up. So one day I'm out and my grandpa and I were growing a garden. We were growing this corn garden, we were growing a bunch of corn. And it was like summertime and I was out there by myself and I was pulling a bunch of weeds because I would do that every day, like later in the afternoon. And then I was standing there. I'm like, man, you know, I'm kind of a lonely dork and, you know, just kind of a lonely guy. And I was looking up at the sky and I started thinking, wait a second, you know, women on this planet don't seem to like me. They think I'm a loser, I'm a nerd, I'm a jerk, I think I'm a creep, whatever. Even though I never did anything, you know. But anyhow, I started thinking, wait, what if my dream woman's from outer space? And it kind of got my heart racing. I was like, oh my God. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, wow, man. It's kind of like a revelation. And later on that night or that afternoon, I drew a picture of this girl with horns and I just called her Ginger. You know, that was the name I pictured, except it wasn't, you know, G-I-N-G-E-R. It's G-Y-N-G-E-R, which, you know, different spelling, obviously. You know, purple hair, horns, green eyes, a tail, elven ears, horns, claws, fangs, just the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. I just imagine my heart was racing like crazy. And it was like a full moon. So, you know, when I'm drawing pictures of her, I always draw moon in the background. But anyways, I totally fell head over heels in love. And I'd never felt that way about anybody. I mean, I've liked girls, but I never had that feeling where a heart's racing like crazy. And I absolutely knew that night what love was. And I'm sure people think that's weird. And, you know, I've had people think I'm a weirdo. So, oh, yeah, you like this, like, just woman's night in real. It's like, so what? Whatever. But anyways, when I started the Earwigs, you know, my first recordings, I never put her on the cover, but I started drawing her, putting her on the cover of some of my tapes, like DSA de Leonor Loon or Gingerbread Regals, which I've never been able to pronounce that name, but that was like one of my favorite old recordings. But I was drawing her, putting her on the cover of a lot of my tapes. And then my first 7-inch from like 93 is a split with Discharge. On the cover, one of my early drawings of her, you know, she's like wearing this outfit, sitting in front of rocks, kind of looking off, you know, looking away. And I just, oh my God, I love her. But no, when I think about her, it just makes me really happy. I've got hundreds and hundreds of drawings of her. But she's, you know, to me, she's perfection. She's beautiful. She's cool. She's sweet. She's kind. And people kind of know that about me. They're like, oh yeah, the dude that likes that, you know, his dream lady's from outer space. And I've had dreams about her, but it's kind of sad because every time I've had a dream about her, it's like we're together and she's like leaning towards me to, you know, kiss me or something or start saying something. And then I always wake up every single time. And, you know, sometimes it's just been kind of weird. But, you know, life is weird sometimes. But anyways, a couple of years later, there was this zine called Dire Reader, and Reverend Ogre Snot Gurgle from Fecalside, God's Favorite Band, some other bands, he reviewed one of my tapes, and it was really funny because the very first sentence in it was, well, it was something like, here's the Earwig's new tape. Who the fuck is Ginger? And in big words, and my friend Billy and I, we were laughing so hard. We saw that issue. We were laughing. Because I think he gave me that issue. He ended up giving that to me, but I think he did. I got to go through my boxes. Anyways, I thought that was great. And I was thinking about, like, about a week ago, I was like, you know, I should do an episode about my lady. But, you know, the one thing I do want to, like, say for the record is anybody that's ever thought that they were her is a joke. Because that has been stated before. Like, oh, yeah, he said I was a dream girl. It's like, you know, no, you're not. You never were, and you never would or will be. And that is blasphemy.
Are you a diehard fan of Beyond the Podcast of 1984? Do you want to show off your love for the podcast in style? Well, look no further. Introducing our exclusive podcast merch line. From t-shirts that will make you the envy of all your alien friends, to hats that will keep you looking freaky while repping your favorite podcast. We've got everything you need to take your Beyond the Podcast of 1984 fandom to the next level. So don't wait. Head to btp1984.com now and grab yourself some podcast merch before it's all gone. And remember, wearing BCA's merch will automatically make you funnier and more attractive. Get your Beyond the Podcast of 1984 merch today and join BCA's podcast revolution.
There is only one Ginger alien in the freaking universe. And I'm going to tell you this right now. She is the girl of my dreams. And I love her more than any lady, past, present, and I can't even say future because there is no one for me. And like I said, you know, I've always been a lonely guy. So I'm in my own world. And I remember watching an anime years ago. And it was this guy had this dream woman, and then she disappeared, and then he ended up getting married. But near the end of the movie, and it was kind of sad. It's like, isn't that kind of selfish? You've got this real wife. You got this woman that loves you. Anyways, he ends up dying, and his dream girl shows up. It's like her ghost. And I can't remember if she was supposed to be real or not. But anyway, she shows up and she takes him away. But I was like, that's still kind of sad because it's like you got somebody. You got this lovely lady that you grew old with. So I don't even remember what the anime was. If anybody remembers that, let me know. He's like sitting in a lawn chair or something. And then she's like kind of twirling. She's like dancing. It's like her spirit or something. But I don't know. I don't remember if she was supposed to be real. Maybe she was, but or maybe she was his first love. But it was really sad. And I mean, I've only ever had one other person in my life that I really, really, really absolutely loved. And I will say loved. And I don't even know if that's even anything for a story or an episode because I don't know if I want to say it's private, but anyways, she's gone, and maybe this sounds weird. Maybe I'm getting weird here. It's also like 2:00 in the morning now, and I kind of miss her, but I really liked her. I mean, for like a real girl, an earth girl, I really liked her a lot, and she's gone, and I'm trying to get her to fade from my mind, but the thing is, I also felt like a traitor, and you know, maybe it just gets psychologically weird here, because it's obvious that Ginger's not real, but in my mind she is. In my dreams, she's real. I mean, I've had dreams about her that feel very real. I'm hanging out with her. And then there was this gal that I really liked. And I won't lie, I'm still a little bit sad because we talked for years and I thought she was very special. And I don't mean to bring her so much into this. She knows who she is. She'll probably never hear this. It doesn't matter. A few people probably know who I'm talking about. I will say before I conclude about her, is I hope she's doing good. I hope she's all right. I'm sorry about everything or whatever. but I hope you're doing okay. I don't hate you. Anyways, this is not about her, so that's done. But, you know, the whole thing with my girl is she's a fantasy, too, you know, but it's not just fantasy. Like, you know, a lot of people, they have a fantasy girl or, say, whoever you are, you got a fantasy person, you know, and a lot of times it's all sex. That's not, I mean, natural thought, maybe. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, the whole thing about love and companionship and friendship and all that stuff. And to me, she kind of fills a void, and she has since I was right out of being a teenager. I mean, I think I was like, how old was I? It was like 20, I think. I would have been 20 when I first thought of Ginger. But I actually have a little story about her. Is my knee, one of my knees is screwed up. It's been screwed up since like 92 or 93. One of my drawings of her, the cover of the Split Discharge, I had that on my wall. I still have that drawing. And it's funny because it's a color drawing, and it's stained. Her face is so, like, stained because I've kissed it so many times. And I've kissed that picture so many times, you know. Anyways, I woke up one day, and I jumped on my bed to kiss the picture. And the next day, I got up, I stood up, and I fell down. Everything went white, pure white pain. God, it hurt. I went to work that day. I used to work at West Central Community Center, but I'm sitting there, and I mean, I could barely walk. So my supervisor said, why don't you take it tomorrow off? And I ended up going to the Chaz Clinic. They wrapped my leg, and then several years later, I still had problems with it. So I went to the doctors, got x-rays. I had to wear this knee brace, 6 months. And they said, if it doesn't heal, you might want to look into microsurgery because apparently my ligament is all screwed up in my knee. Never healed. It's never freaking healed. I never got surgery either. But anyways, my knee still screws up sometimes. But it's all because I jumped on my bed to kiss a picture of Ginger Alien, which is kind of silly. I've told people that and they all laugh. They're like, whatever, people. I'm sure you've done dumber things. Yeah, so she's adorned a lot of the Earwigs covers, and I kind of quit doing that because I'm like, you know, it's kind of personal. It's like, you know, put her on the cover of my albums, and, you know, people think, oh, is she an Earwig? Like, no, she's Space Girl. She's from way, way, way out there. But one of the very last dreams I had about her kind of makes me sad because it was during the time actual person that I really, really was fond of. I had a dream one day that I was sitting up on a big hill, and Ginger was sitting there wearing all black, and she had long black hair for some reason. It was kind of weird. Her eyes were very serpent-like, but anyways, we were sitting there and looking down the hill, and there was like some hippie band playing music. It was like some festivals going. Well, then I looked down, and they were all gone, and I was trying to say hi to her, and she wouldn't respond. She was sitting there like in a weird trance, and then I looked back, she was gone. It's like, and after that, I didn't have dreams about her for years. And I mean, it's like I said, I know, you know, it's all she is. She's a dream. She's a fantasy. She's an idea. But it really bummed me out. I felt really lonely and just sad. But, you know, I'll say it probably over and over and over. I'll probably keep saying it throughout this whole show until it ends one day. But yeah, just being kind of in my own world, man. I've had lady friends. I had a friend that I was hanging out with for a while, and she started drinking more and more, and she got really religious to start preaching, and I haven't seen her in, I don't know what, 5 years, and I just say, hey, good luck to wherever you ended up. I personally think she got a boyfriend because she was always preaching me like, oh, I really like you, you're cute, blah, 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 but I don't have sex, and she would tell me that like every time, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, that's cool. You know, whatever. I liked her as a friend. She was fun to hang out with. But, you know, and I hope, just like my other dear friend that I don't talk to anymore, you know, I hope you're all doing good. I hope that you find happiness, because a lot of these people have not been happy. And my buddy Adam brought it up one day. He says, man, dude, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm like a shit magnet or something. You know, I think you attract the wrong girls. But you know what? I was like, no, man, you're a good person. You shouldn't put yourself down. But I was thinking about it, and I kind of feel like maybe I'm a shit magnet. I'm not saying like every girl that's like me has been nuts, but it's been ridiculous. You know, it's just like, you know, always, why couldn't I ever attract like some cool, nice girl that like really liked me and, you know, wanted to hang out with me and be with me and blah, blah, blah. But You know, I, like I said, I gave that all up. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I can't ever see myself, oh, pictures of me, hey, oh, it's a, oh, I got married. You know, I'm never going to get married. I'm never, none of that's going to happen, man. I went out with a girl for like 2 weeks, and that was an interesting experience and didn't end well. But then again, you know what? It was also a long time ago. It was actually kind of funny. It's, I don't hate her either. I did for a while. Now, like, you know, it's just dumb. It's like, whatever, you know? But I've liked a lot of girls. I've had a couple of gals I know that have had a crush on me, and they were pretty nice, but nothing came of it because nothing happened, or I just didn't bother. I just didn't want to, you know, because I've had this ideal of this girl, and, you know, thinking about my lady, you know, you can't, you know, you try to base somebody, you know, it's just like, you know, like people talk about trying to find the perfect woman. I've had friends say that, well, dude, you know, what if you do meet your girl, but she's not exactly what you think? And I understand. That's a good point. Is there a really a girl out there with violet hair, purple hair, green eyes, horns, hell, all that stuff? Super beautiful, super nice? Probably not, but let me tell you this something, right? Let me tell you this. I don't care because, you know what? Even if I never meet her, I technically have. She's in my being, you know, man. And yeah, is it lonely? Kinda. But I don't know. I think I'm too selfish to really ever be with anybody because it's like I'd always be thinking about my girl. Like, that's not cool. It's like that anime I was talking about. But anyways, you know, you can't, and there's like people that meet someone like, oh, you got to be just like this person that I imagine in my head. That's really selfish too. So that's part of the reason why I don't even bother because there's nobody in this universe like her, man. You know, I really don't see it. And once in a while, people do meet their dream person, which is rare, and it does happen. But, you know, my thing is I had somebody tell me this once. In fact, it was that particular girl that I really liked. She said, oh, you know, your dreams will come true. It's like, I'm sorry, but the real serious dreams I have are not going to come true. They're impossible. There are some dreams that are absolutely impossible. I'm not going to meet an alien woman. She's not going to take me aboard her ship and take me away and fall in love with me and all that stuff. I mean, it's something that I have fantasized about for like 32 years, man. Is it going to happen? I doubt it. But you know what? I could still dream. I've only ever given up on my dream lady once in my life. I was like, you're not real. And I got really down. I actually cried. And I was like, I'm never going to meet you. You're not even real. It just made me feel incredibly lonely. And then I was just like, I can't give up. And, you know, I'm sure that people listen to this and think, oh, this guy's crazy. He's a weirdo. That's right. I am the bizarre alien. And I am not the bizarre alien for nothing. I don't call myself that for just no reason at all. I am a weirdo. I am a mutant. I'm an alien. I'm an outsider, noiser, freak, weirdo, jerk, background creep, asshole. But I'm also a decent person, you know? And I'm going to say this before this episode ends, is that if you're out there, if my lovely, beautiful dream woman is out there, and you don't mind that I'm kind of thinning, that I'm kind of beat up, that I'm not Mr. Cool, I never was, but I'm here, I've been waiting for you, I love you with all my heart, and you're out there, I'm sure you are. Maybe you're listening to my show, and you'll be like, oh my God, it's him, I've been looking for him for so long, I don't know, am I crazy, am I delirious, perhaps I am, but I also am Charles the Bizarre Alien from outer space, man, and, this episode of Beyond the Podcast of 1984 has been called Who the F*** is Ginger? Well, you know who she is. And before I go, of course, she is from Planet X. And she is just super beautiful and awesome. And I love her. And I always will. And no matter what happens in my life, I always think of her. I think of her every single day. And she makes me happy. And perhaps I'm insane, but I also have been stuck on this planet for so long that it's hard not to be insane. Because when you're not part of this world, it's kind of difficult. It's like being the man who fell to Earth, except that's a whole different story. And David Bowie's awesome, and that's a great movie. So anyhow, I think this episode is about to end. But yeah, when you see that mysterious-looking girl on the cover of some of my tapes and records, and even... Yeah, she's been on the cover of What Is Her Secret? And I was going to say, for a little trivia thing there, why is that album called that? I actually was inspired by Victoria's Secret catalogs because I used to find a bunch of them for free and I'd take them because the girls are so beautiful and sexy. But anyways, I was thinking, I don't know, that doesn't even make any sense. But the whole thing is, there's a picture of Ginger on the cover kind of looking off in outer space. Says, what is her secret? Well, what is her secret? The other, she doesn't have a secret. She's an alien woman. And I just, the whole concept of an alien woman excites me beyond belief, man. Really excites me. I mean, wow. I just couldn't imagine a girl without horns or fangs or anything. I think it's sexy and awesome. And I would like to state for the record that she is not a devil. That whole concept of horns, I mean, that just really annoys me because all that is what Christians, like, perpetrate the stereotypes on pagans. Like, oh, they worship Pan. He's a devil. He wasn't a devil. He's a freaking goat man. But anyways, you know how it is with religion. Everything's evil. Well, I guess she's evil. I'm evil, too, because this evil man would like to be with an evil woman. Hopefully this episode made sense. Like I said, I'm kind of zoned out. It's almost 2:30 in the morning, and I've been just kind of blabbing and blabbing. But anyways, yeah, Ginger is my dream lady. And if you didn't know that, you do know that now. And if you're out there, my love, I'm waiting for you because I'm kind of lonely. But if I have to keep on waiting, then I guess I will. And somebody could, like, turn this into a movie, too. But, all right, that's about it. My brain doesn't work. I'm out of here. So, as I say at the end of every episode, be well, stay sick, take care. Don't forget to change your underwear and keep the fill. And keep watching the skies. And goats get no respect. So, anyways, we'll see you, hear you, next episode. Yep, this has been episode 4 of Beyond Podcast of 1984. Blah, blah, blah. Nanu, nanu. I'm out. Bye bye.
Beyond the Podcast of 1984.
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 Hosted by Bizarre Charlie Alien. His hobbies, his noise band, the Earwigs, comic books, anime, movies of all types, including his own, and a self-proclaimed mutant who calls himself an alien.
Beyond the Podcast of 1984.